Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Let's do a quick clap test. Oh, you're kidding me. Oh, it's like 5 seconds.
Was it? I heard Bryn the second he did it.
It's like five. Of course you did, because your Comrex unit is working. Now I just heard it.
Oh, my God.
Man. Yeah. Oh,
and I
no. Just,
That's not cool. I can read your lips, and I saw you say, oh, my God, fully before you did it. That's, wow.
This should be a fun
What do
show.
We do? Do we try to make this happen? Yeah, that's going to be really fun. I'm just going to roll through it. $246 we've raised so far this morning.
Yeah.
Our Alice listeners, they come through for us. It's unbelievable. We really appreciate it. We're talking about the National First Responders Virtual Stair Climb. Right. RadioAlice.com/SFStairClimb. You can make a donation there. Team Alice. We started with zero this morning because apparently all the donations you made to this point through that link have been going to a general fund. 200 and something bucks since we mentioned it this morning. So thank you. Your generosity always amazes us. We need $2,500. Please kick in.
Right. To be clear, we just want our credit for what you're donating. So that's the everything you donated will go to the fund. We just haven't gotten credit for it up to this point. So sorry, I shouldn't talk because you can't.
Vinny,
hear
you
me.
Seem to be very much in sync.
Yeah,
clap. Oh no, still full 5 seconds.
Yeah, I don't think we're in sync at all.
Oh.
Sorry, you go ahead.
No, we're okay. We're not. Sure, maybe. All right, we'll start with the. Oh boy, this should be challenging. The Hot 100.
Oh, yeah.
Bryn, just start playing the songs, and I'll say what they are. This should be fun. At number 100 is Polo G.
Decorate your block of red tape on them sliding there day. Bunch of spinning out the. I've been serving all day out there posted with the game. He was taught to get it off the block. It's 100 bands in the safe now.
This is a song called Before You Go. That's called. Hold on a second.
It's called 21.
I can't read your thing here. Is this a song called 21? Okay.
This is a song
got
called
it.
21, yeah, by Polo G.
Skipping up to number 10, Louis Capaldi somehow is hanging in the top 10 still. So here is his song Before You Go. Just a quick snippet of this. Savage Love by Jason Derulo and Josh 685. St. John's Roses is at number 8. Harry Styles, Watermelon Sugar is our number 7. That's a favorite on the show.
Watermelon sugar.
Coming in at number 6 is What's Poppin', Jack Harlow featuring DaBaby, Tory Lanez, and Lil Wayne. The Weeknd's Blinding Lights is down a slot to number 5. At number four is Rockstar DaBaby featuring Roddy Ricch. Brand new Lamborghini, a cop car. With a pistol on my hip like I'm a cop. Yeah. Have you ever met a real At number three is Laugh Now, Cry Later. That's Drake featuring Lil Durk, and that's down a spot from number two last week. Tired of beefing you bums, you can't even pay me enough to react. Been waking up in the crib, sometimes I don't even know where I'm at. Please don't pay that sounds on this party. Dropping to the number two position is Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion. They were number one last week. We have a brand new number one. This is WAP. Beat it up, baby, catch a charge. Extra large and extra, extra. Put this cookie right in your face. Swipe your nose like a credit card. Hop on top, I wanna ride. All right. That song is mom, filthy. That is a
like
filthy,
it.
Filthy song.
I like every word.
Oh, yeah. Here's my favorite part right here. I want you to park that Big Mac truck right in this little garage. Make me dream, make it park that Big Mac truck. Yeah. I don't clean, but let me
tell you, I got this ring. Got oh, boy.
Can you play it again? I like that.
And we got a brand new number one, everybody. Big Mac truck right in this little
garage. Make me dream, make it scream. Yeah, at least she has a garage, right, unlike some people in Mill Valley.
I don't
clean, but let me tell you,
I got this ring. Man, I don't even have one of those.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, boy, the timing there was spot on.
This is all so right. Frustrating.
And it number
very,
one, right?
Very difficult.
Yeah. We got a brand new number one. It's called Dynamite, and it's by your favorite Korean boy band, BTS. Aim is fast tonight. So watch me bring the fire, set the night light. Shoes on, get up in the morning, cup of milk, let's rock and roll. King Kong, kick the drum, rolling on like a rolling stone. Sing song when I'm walking home, jump up to the top of LeBron. Ding dong, call me on my phone, nice tea and I'll get my ping pong. This is dead heavy, can't hit a bass boom, I'm ready. All right. Life is sweet as honey,
yeah, this beach trade like money. Oh yeah.
That's actually pretty good.
Yeah, it's groovy, I like it.
Yeah. All right, I'm scared, man. I don't know what to do here.
I'm
do
we scared, go? Man.
Do we do a story and just see how ridiculous it sounds, or do we? I say we try. Let's. Why don't we maybe try resetting that unit again?
Yeah, we could. We could definitely test some of Nicole's DJing skills since she can cue it up and intro the song. I want to hear her radio announcer voice.
Yeah.
And
let's
then
do that.
She
that
can just
like
reset from their end because it seems like the problem's on that end. So it just needs a quick switch. What do you got, Nicole?
Well, how many songs would you like? Two?
Just one for now.
Okay.
Let's start with one and reset the unit.
Let's start with one and see how it goes.
So we have It All by Jason Mraz on Alice 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Give me that one more time. Oh, that's nice. Okay, close. So much closer than we were. Let's jump
fixed.
Right back into... We'll see.
All right.
Let's, you know, fingers crossed. Woohoo. Happy Wednesday. Happy hump day, everybody.
I mean, you're responding to us in a reasonable
yeah,
amount
you,
of time. So
you responded to me directly, so that is yep. much better.
Well, and I can always tell we're off because I can see you say things on the Zoom call long before I can hear you say them. Mm. And now we're pretty much all matched up. This is wonderful. It's like the old days of yesterday. All right, we're jumping right back into the trash. Would you be cool with... Thank you, Hump Day. Would you be cool with your significant other calling the owner of the company you work for and complaining about how your boss is treating you?
No.
Yeah. It seems
not
like...
Not at all.
That's your job to
right.
complain if there's going to be any complaining. Well, Tom Brady, he's fine with it. Go ahead, Giselle. Tell him. You give him what for. This is what a baby Tommy is. Ah, traitor.
Boy, look at you changing your tune.
Yeah.
Wow. Who's the traitor? Him or you guys?
It's him.
What?
Obviously, he left. So, please, come on now. We were his home for all those years, and he's like sad because he can't bring his personal trainer to the meet with him. I don't know.
After all he's done for you?
Yeah. Bye. Bitch, bye. Follow.
All right.
Bye, Felicia.
You say.
So there's a new book on the New England Patriots called The Dynasty. And apparently, in this book, it's reported that Gisele Bündchen went off on Robert Kraft about how Coach Bill Belichick was mistreating Tom.
Aww.
This was back in 2017. She said, it's ridiculous that after all these years, he still treats Tom like Johnny Foxborough. Which I think means a townie from Foxborough where the stadium is. I'm not positive what Johnny Foxborough means.
Okay.
Is that like an epithet? Like,
I don't know that.
She said Bill never voiced his approval. He never said, oh, good job, Tom. Never gave him the old pat on the back. And that he was dressing down the most accomplished quarterback in the league history during team meetings. He would give Tom crap in front of the other guys. Man, come on, man.
How dare he?
She says Tom was actually there at the time, which is even more awesome because he's standing there going, yeah, what she said. Yeah. She's mad.
My husband can throw the ball and catch the ball at the same time.
Hello. It's awesome. So they were meeting with Kraft after Belichick banned Tom's personal trainer from the sideline in the team plane. I'm like, no, you can't have that guy with you. Because if you do, then everyone gets to. And he's all, but I'm the best guy. Gisele, go tell my boss. Go tell dad. Tom and Gisele said it was time for them to make some changes that were in the best. So then they proceeded to threaten to leave, which, of course, ultimately, 2 years later, they did. Kraft wasn't surprised by their feelings toward Bill. He was surprised to hear that they wanted to leave New England, though. Of course, he left after last season. He took Gronk with him. Gronk, I'm retiring. Until Tommy's back. All right. Now he's with the Buccaneers. And speaking of Belichick, have you seen... I hadn't seen this the Subway commercial that he made.
I haven't seen it either.
It's... I don't know if I'm pretty sure I sent you that this morning.
I have it queued up right here if you want to.
Go ahead, play it. You know, I will say before you start, though, well, maybe I'll say it afterwards. Go ahead. So it's a guy walking down the street and he's got a box of fried chicken.
All right.
And he runs into...
Whoa. Bill Belichick? Really? You're right. I should get a delicious football from Subway. That would be better.
Scissors.
Some scissors. He's cutting something.
Snipping.
Yeah. Now you look better too.
Kind of sleeve slide off.
Thank you.
So this is a reference to Bill Belichick's always got the sweatshirt with like the three quarter, down to the elbow sleeve. So he cuts the guy's suit jacket off at that point. It's clearly in the days of social distancing that they cut this because they try to make it look like he's standing right next to the guy, close enough to cut off his sleeves, but he's quite clearly not. But he, you know, good. That's what he's off doing. Loses Tommy, makes money doing Subway. Congratulations, Bill Belichick. Patrick Mahomes. Yesterday they did a big, he's the superstar quarterback of the Chiefs.
Right.
He just won the Super Bowl.
You know what the best thing about that guy is? That he was chosen, I don't know what number, but a bunch of teams that needed a good quarterback passed on this guy. Mm. So he was chosen, I don't know, 10th or something like that. And all these teams that chose other people before him, first of all, or took someone else instead in a different position.
Right.
They all need this guy, and Kansas City scored. Like, he's already an MVP, and he's, what, 2 years, 3 years in?
Right. I think isn't he like 26?
Yeah, he's a young guy.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. He's 24, so you're right. Like, he's been in 2 years.
A couple years, yeah.
So this guy, Patrick Mahomes, he got his big fat ring. They do the whole description of the ring. And I'm looking at the photos. You've seen Super Bowl rings. It looks like that. It has the KC in the red and just diamond encrusted. And then it has 50 diamonds all the way around the outside to show the separation between their two Super Bowl wins. So, you know, 50 little diamonds. And then on the inside, like, they've inscribed all the who they played and who they beat and by what score. To get in the playoffs to get to the Super Bowl. There's a lot of info, sort of. There's a lot of acreage in there. So they were able to inscribe quite a large number of items in each of these rings. They're humongous. Like, even on a big football player's hand, they take the whole knuckle up. I mean, from your hand to the first.
They're pretty unwearable, is what it comes down to.
It's a collector's item, right?
Right.
I suppose if you ever. find yourself on hard times, Patrick Mahomes, you can sell your Super Bowl ring. And
isn't he the highest earning football player right now?
Of all time, ever.
He just signed a $503 million extension. How many years is that for, Vin?
I don't know. 10, I think.
I think it's 10.
Yeah, 10-year deal.
So much money. It's great. And as he was getting his ring, he proposed to his longtime girlfriend. I guess they've been together since high school. They're inseparable. He just proposed to Brittany Matthews with a diamond that's bigger than her knuckle. Basically, there it is. It's a giant rectangular ring. It's not quite the size. Luckily, nobody wants a ring that big, but it's it is gigantic. I suppose some people might. He surprised her. This was actually at the stadium where they were all doing, they were doing this whole social distance thing and handing out the things. And then he was like, in a lighted up sign, will you marry me? And she's all, oh my God, of course I will, you're my best friend. Oh my God, it's so late. We're super late. What's coming up in the news? Enough love. The end.
Yeah, I'm out of here. I don't know.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.